You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ray, great to talk to you, man. Let's get into this game Monday night. We just heard from Arthur Smith. If you had to guess, if Arthur Smith were to get the Titans job that he's going to interview for next week and shock people by becoming their, or when it might not be next week if the Steelers win, but whenever he interviews for that job, if he gets it, who do you think is the most likely candidate to replace him as Steelers offensive coordinator?
Well, he cannot interview for that position until January 14th, win or lose. So, and then he can talk to the Titans no matter the outcome. So, in terms of a replacement for Arthur, man, I mean, like if you wanted to talk about defense, I think it's obvious. Like Raheem Morris just got fired.
Yeah.
But in terms of offense, like McDaniel was out there. I don't know if he would want to come here because there's not a quarterback or a young quarterback. I mean, he might love working with Rodgers, actually. But off the top of my head, I don't have like a great answer for you at this moment.
Is there somebody in-house, Ray, who they've been grooming as a future offensive coordinator? Or is that part of the problem here?
No, I mean, I don't think there is. I mean, Eddie Faulkner did that on an interim basis a couple years ago. The offense actually did very well. He shared those duties with Mike Sullivan. Well, Mike Sullivan is no longer here. I really like Zach Azzani. Zach Azzani has done a really nice job with the receivers. He's a career positions coach, though. He's never been a coordinator. So just going down the Rolodex in my head of the position coaches, I don't know that there's a strong candidate, but, hey, maybe one of those guys would step in and take over if Arthur would leave.
Ray, if they did have to replace Smith, what do you think would be their priorities, the kind of traits or philosophies they would look for in their next offensive coordinator?
Well, you would probably want to get somebody like Arthur in terms of a guy who could work with an older and a younger quarterback just because of the situation that you're in. Like you might have to run it back with Aaron Rodgers, and yet you know the plan is to get a quarterback either this spring or the following spring. So you want to get somebody who I think has experience of working with both types of players. Arthur did it in Atlanta for a year or two, kind of brought up Ryan Tannehill. Well, not brought up, but I think he revived Ryan Tannehill's career to a certain extent. So, he has a vast experience of working with different types of quarterbacks. And I would assume, given the Steelers situation with, still a team that is in contention for a playoff berth every year, given some of the stars they have on defense and a young and up-and-coming offense, that you would want a guy with experience. So maybe a guy like McDaniel would be in play, if he would want to come here. But, you'd be shooting for the stars with him. I think he's going to have a lot of options.
What level of input does Mike Tomlin have or say so with his offensive coordinators? We know what he does with the defense, Ray. Is he somebody that, in your understanding of it, lets his coordinators do their jobs, for lack of a better way of putting it?
Yeah, I think so. I think Arthur works really well with Aaron, and, Mike is certainly involved at the start of the week in terms of letting the guys know the overall game plan, and then Aaron's going to get with his guys, and they're going to make sure they put together a good plan. So, the only time Mike would get involved, I think, with the offense on game days would be the fourth down calls, right? Like, that's a head coach's call. Arthur's not going to make those calls, but I do think Arthur is trusted in those situations. Hey, okay, we're going to go for it. Let's do push, or we're going to go for it and let's go with our regular personnel. So just in terms of the decision-making, I think it's just the fourth down calls, and then from there, Arthur and Aaron are going to have their run of the playbook.
Ray, on the other side of the ball, what would need to happen for Terrell Austin to return as defensive coordinator next year?
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Well, I think on the positive, they've actually improved quite a bit as the season has gone on. There were a lot of moving parts early in the season with new guys like Jalen Ramsey stepping in, and they kind of had to figure out where he fit, and once he fit at safety, I think the defense has been pretty good. Now, the big plays against, the fourth down calls, and, you know, I thought it was interesting the other day that Mike kind of made it a point that they could have had better calls in that situation. So,
yeah, me too.
I don't know if he was calling out himself or he was calling out Terrell. I suppose it doesn't matter, you know, at this point. But, you know, I don't think that Terrell's done a really bad job this year. I thought it was bad at the beginning, but they got better. What would you rather be? Would you rather be playing your best football early in the season in September, or, you know, late in the season as the playoffs get here?
That makes it sound like you think he's up for maybe a contract extension at the end.
Don't know that. It might be time for a change. You know, I especially if Morris is out there and Mike wants to work with Raheem, then, you know, that would be a logical way to go. I do think Terrell's contract is up, you know, so I think there's the possibility that he would move on. But I don't think it would say – if he does move on, guys, I wouldn't look at Terrell in a bad light given what's gone on here late in the season. I think this defense has actually been a big part of this late season run. And I think it's what Mike always says. It's like complementary football. Like, the defense keeps them in games early. The offense wins it late. I'm kind of curious to see how this game against the Texans go. I mean, like, for the first time in a long time, I actually think they might have a chance to win a playoff game.
Wow.
I can't really tell you the last time I thought that was going to happen. I mean, I didn't think that last year. Certainly didn't think it going into Buffalo. And I certainly didn't think it going into Kansas City. So it's been a while since they've actually had, I think, what we can term a winnable playoff game. And I think it's kind of exciting that they're playing for some pretty good football here late in the season.
Does your belief that they actually have a realistic shot to win it have more to do with the way they are playing or the opponent they are playing and that opponent's specific style of play?
Well, I mean, I think the Texans are a good football team. You know, pretty defensive heavy. Their offense is kind of hit or miss, I guess, is a kind way of putting it. I think they're actually better than the Steelers. I think they're 13th in scoring. The Steelers are 15th in scoring going to the playoffs. So, you know, they're a beatable team. You know, I wouldn't say they're among the AFC favorites. I think there's other teams in the AFC that have a better shot of getting to the Super Bowl. But I think you have to consider the Texans, you know, a team to be reckoned with. They have the number two defense in the NFL, and they have looked really good on that side of the ball late in the season on this 9-game winning streak. So a lot of trends for this game, like the Texans winning streak. And then again, they're 0-6 on the road in the playoffs. You know, the Steelers 0-5 in their last five playoff games, but, you know, they have this incredible streak on Monday night. So one of these trends is going to continue and one of these trends is going to end. I just think it's going to be a good football game. I think both these teams are playing really good at the end of the season. And I think the winner of this game is going to be a dangerous team in the division round.
Ray, who are you picking?
I'm going with the Steelers, guys. A little bit of a surprise. I think what I thought last week was true until the very end of the fourth quarter. I thought it would be low scoring, and it was until all that craziness happened. I think we're in for another football game like that. I'm going to go Steelers 17, Houston 13.
That would hit the under here at the Rivers, where it is at a very tiny, minuscule 39.5. Thank you, Ray. We'll talk again soon, man. You're the best. Appreciate it.
All right, guys. See ya.